This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Canadian Standards Association, together with the Mental Health Commission of Canada, has released a national standard for psychological health and safety in the workplace, along with guidance for staged implementation. The national standard defines and sets a higher standard for workplace mental health with a goal of protecting and improving the mental health of Canadian workers. It's designed for both employers and employees. 44% of Canadian employees report experiencing mental health problems, and an estimated $20.7 billion loss in labor force participation is due to common mental disorders. The new standard will offer employers, employees, and employee representatives guidance to address these issues in their workplace. To help move the national standard from theory to implementation, the British Columbia Division of the Canadian Mental Health Association will host a conference on February 27th and 28th, 2013, at the Vancouver Convention Center. The theme of the Bottom Line Conference is Celebrating a New Era in Workplace Mental Health, Putting a National Standards into Practice. The conference will bring together business and labor leaders, policymakers, health professionals, and workers to share practical approaches to improve mental health in Canadian workplaces. We're joined on the phone by Julia Kaisla, the Manager of Workplace Initiatives with the British Columbia Division of the Canadian Mental Health Association.
Welcome to People First Radio, Julia.
Thank you for inviting me.
Give us a sense of the challenges, the range of challenges that exist in workplaces, generally speaking, when it comes to mental health issues.
I would argue that there are a lot of challenges, but the first being stigma. I think in workplaces, a lot of employees still feel that being open about their own personal struggle with a mental illness or a mental health problem might limit their career advancement. And when an employee is not willing to share why they're having difficulties and the law says they don't need to, managers are often left in the dark. Another couple issues or challenges I might add would be skills and time. So skills, a lot of managers, they might be informed about mental health issues. They often don't have the tools to have sometimes difficult conversations. So they might not have the language. They're taught to deal with performance, and I think that is their role, but sometimes it's necessary for them to go a little bit further and ask more questions and find out what's really going on. And then time, we're all sort of strapped for time. We're taught to do more with less. Sometimes the managers that even have the skills, they have the awareness, they don't often have the time to do their job in a way that protects the psychological health and safety of their employees.
Now, a majority of managers apparently say that while they're informed about mental health issues, most of them don't feel equipped to deal with them. Tell us more about the specific challenges, let's say, that a manager or supervisor might face when facing these things in employees.
Well, I think it comes back to those two things, which is skills and time. So again, this is their time. They're limited with their time. And then secondly, We train a lot of managers in the workshops that we offer through the Canadian Mental Health Association, and we go through a little bit of a process that helps them ask more exploratory questions, so they can get to the root of why the employee might be having trouble at work, and they can help develop a plan with the employee to address their performance in the workplace.
Are you, in a sense, asking supervisors or managers to be peer counselors?
No, I don't think we ever really want our managers to be counselors, but we want to give them the tools to support their employees in the workplace so they can be effective and productive at work.
What happens when mental health issues in the workplace are not adequately addressed?
Well, I think there's quite a few things. I'm sure we've all seen them happen, but people might call in sick more often, and we have problems with absenteeism. They might go on disability. Sometimes they leave your workplace altogether, and then you have to deal with hiring a new employee. There's also something that we call presenteeism, which is when you're there in body but not necessarily working to your potential. And then there's other things in the workplace like lack of engagement. There might be increased conflict. At times you might have legal issues, and that's very expensive. And then at the end of the day, there's reputation. And when you're not creating a psychologically safe environment for your employees, word gets out, and other people might be less willing to apply to your workplace.
Now, where did this new national standard for psychological health and safety in the workplace come from?
Well, it was spearheaded by the Mental Health Commission of Canada. So they brought together like a roundtable of experts from different industries, and this roundtable determined that an optional standard would be beneficial for Canadians. And so they set about creating the standard. It was developed collaboratively by the Mental Health Commission and the Bureau de Normalisation du Québec and the Canadian Standards Association Group, and they also put together a technical group. So the project was funded by the Government of Canada and Bell Canada and Great West Life.
This is People First Radio, only on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
No one is immune from mental health problems. Mental health in the workplace affects us all, whether we are employers or employees. With early detection and appropriate accommodation at work, the vast majority of people are able to continue working effectively or return to work after an absence caused by mental illness. 44% of Canadian employees report experiencing mental health problems, and an estimated $20.7 billion loss in labor force participation is due to common mental disorders. Workplace managers say that they are informed about mental health issues, but that they would benefit from training to help employees with mental health problems stay at work or return to work successfully and healthily. The Canadian Standards Association, together with the Mental Health Commission of Canada, has released a national standard for psychological health and safety in the workplace, along with guidance for staged implementation. The national standard defines and sets a higher standard for workplace mental health with a goal of protecting and improving the mental health of Canadian workers. We're speaking with Julia Kaisla, the Manager of Workplace Initiatives with the British Columbia Division of the Canadian Mental Health Association.
Now, Julia, the CMHA BC Division is hosting a conference in February 2013 called Bottom Line, and it will focus on the new national standard for workplace mental health. What will happen at that conference?
Well, it's actually a big year for our conference. It's our 10th anniversary, and we have a lot to celebrate. We've come a pretty long way. So the first day of our conference is our plenary. There we'll hear from speakers across the country and the globe. We have invited different workers to tell their personal experience. And then we also will hear from provincial leaders from the Yukon, from BC, and from Ontario about workplace psychological safety standards in their regions. Our keynote speaker is Dame Carol Black, and she comes to us from the UK. So she's been instrumental in the UK in like reframing the discussion on disability. She believes that doctors should focus on what people can do instead of what they can't do. And then we'll also be joined by Michael Landsberg, who some of you might know from TSN's Off the Record. He made his struggle with depression public a couple of years ago, and he's really helped demystify the mental illness in the sports world. And then we're on day two of our conference, we have a series of workshops, and some of them are sold out, but we still have quite a few more, so we're really encouraging people to register. We generally sell out for our conference the first week of February, so it'd be great if everyone could come.
Now, if we return to the national standard itself, tell us a little more about how employers will actually stage the implementation, in the phrase that I've been reading online, of the new standard for mental health in the workplace. How does the staging happen? What would be the first stage, for example?
Well, I mean, even me, when I saw the standard, I thought, oh my gosh, it's 68 or 70 pages, and it does seem a bit daunting. But I do actually believe the standard is quite accessible, no matter how big or small you might be. So in my opinion, the Coles notes are pretty straightforward. So stage one is you just start the conversation. You have to find out what's working and where the gaps are. You might do an audit. You have to look at how your organization is doing according to 13 factors. And these are all indicators of psychological health, and they include everything from, like, engagement to, you know, physical safety, to be honest. The second stage is to develop a plan and take action. And then you need to find out, you need to give it some time, and then you need to find out if what you're doing is really working. So that's the evaluation piece. And then you have to start all over again and look at creating new action steps for your organization. It's a big catchphrase, but really it is a journey. It's not a destination, and it's something that can really help your organization become more productive, cost efficient, and sustainable.
Julia, for employers and employees who might be listening to our broadcast today but can't attend the conference, how can they begin to take steps toward creating better mental health in the workplace?
I think it's about starting the discussion. So you need to keep asking questions. So if you're part of a union, you need to speak to your representatives. If you're in a leadership position, why not raise the issue with your peers and then raise the issue with your team? All employees, I think, can find out what kind of psychological health resources are available to them, either, you know, through their benefits plan. The stats say that 1 in 5 of us will experience a mental illness, and the standard isn't just there for that 1 in 5, it's also there for the 4 in 5. So I think we all need to pay more attention to our psychological health, and we need to make it a priority, because what we know is that the workplace, it also affects your family, it affects your community, and we are all change agents in that way.
Julia, Lloyd Craig and Lynn Spence wrote an article or an opinion or commentary in the Vancouver Sun called Let's Make Psychological Health a Reality in the Workplace. Yes. Lynn Spence is your acting CEO. And this is just one line from that excellent commentary. While it is almost trendy to talk about psychological health in the workplace, it is so much more than the latest business buzzword. It's something we all need to address. Give me a sense of what your thoughts are going forward on this. You said that a lot has been accomplished. What's the next big hurdle to get through?
Well, I think if we think back in time, physical safety and physical health was often something that we didn't focus on. And then it took all of us making it a priority to create healthy and safe work environments. The same thing is true of mental illness and mental health. There are things that all of us can do to address our mental health on a day-to-day basis, and we need to look at our mental health the same way we look at our physical health. And we need to set goals, and we need to be aware. And I think that's something that everyone can start doing. You don't need a standard to do that, to be honest. You could just go ahead and start doing a little bit more examination and find out what kinds of resources are available in your community to help you if you do need help.
Julia Kaesler, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you very much.
Julia is the manager of workplace initiatives with the British Columbia Division of the Canadian Mental Health Association. You can find the BC CMHA online at cmha.bc.ca. The Bottom Line 2013 conference will be held February 27th and 28th, 2013 in Vancouver. You can find information online at the BC CHMA website under the heading Workplace.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.